We are learning Maseches Gittin, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting on the bottom of Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis. Om Rav Yechron, Lehuchshiru Boy, Elo Eid Echod Karev Bovad. The halach is that we said that the third aid or the fourth aid, the one that's empty, you could let it fill up with a karev or a pasul according to Benanis. Zok Rav Yechron, this whole halach is you only let it put in one karev. Avotrei Loi, you cannot put in two karevim into this Get Mekusher. That means, let's say the Get Mekusher has eight different knots, so you need eight signatures. Seven of them have to be kosher, only one of them can be apostle. Same thing if it's six knots, only one of them can be apostle. And if three also, only one can be apostle. What's the reason? Avotrei Loi, you can't have two kraven. Dilma Asher L'Kiyume betray kraven v'chad kosher. Because when the star comes in front of Bezdin, they're going to be Mekayim. The din is Mekayim Mekusher needs three Edim. So you have to Mekayim three Edim. If you Mekayim three Edim, so maybe more than one out of these three is a karev or apostle. And it turns out you'd be Mekayim the star al-pi Edim psulim. So therefore, since you always need kiyum of three, so one could be a karev, because Maaseh Din you'll still have two kshayrim. But you can't have more than two psulim, because then you'll end up being Mekayim the star, they crave him. Dilma, so kiyum betray crave him, chad kosher. The Brisa also sounds like that. The Komandalik with Tony, when the Brisa says the numbers that are extra, he always has one extra. Komandalik Tony Chad, Chad, Shmamino. Because it always says, it says there were six knots and five signatures. Five knots and four signatures. Why don't say five and three, or six and four? Teretz is because it's going to say that it's a karev is kosher, and therefore, it didn't want to say that because the karev only kosher one, not more than one. So it's a raya to this man, the Amtav Yechran. Omar Abaya, Shema Mino, Hai Korev Chosim, this Korev that signs, it must be, you allow him to sign anywhere he wants. Mimai. Midloi Kovaloi Mokoim, Vishma Mino, Mikol Tlosom, Mikaiminon, Veloi Beinon, Ritzufim. These are the Abim Ritzufim, Likloi Mokoim, Lahai Korev, Betchila, Bemsa, Besoif, Lichshabe Tuva. He says, you have an Eitzah, really, that you'll never end up being signing a day two Korevim. Why? If you always say, it could be more than one karev, but he always has to have a specific place where you're sawing. Either, when you have every set of three, right? Either always has to be in the first one of the three, or the second one of three, which is the middle one, or the last one of three. And then you'll make another halacha. When you do signatures, or kiyum signatures, you have to do three in a row. If you did that, you're always guaranteed to have, even though it's more than one karev on the Sket Mekusher, you always have 100% two psulim. Why? Because let's say you make him always in the middle. The second one of every three is a karev. So then, any three in a row you do, you always have two ksherim. Because let's say you do two, three, and four. So they're all ksherim. If you get a kiyum on four, five, and six, also, because the only one by four, five, and six that's possible is the five. Or if you do two, three, and four, the only one that's possible is the two. So you're always going to be guaranteed to have two things. So it must be two ksherim. So it must be saying, first of all, it must be that there was no specific place to put the karev. And number two is, there was no different tzufim. You could do it any way you want. So it wouldn't even help giving you a makam kavua, because you could do it any way you want. So that must be the Shema Minah. I, Frank Teres Yaakov, so why didn't we say that? Why don't we say that you have to have three in a row, you have to make a specific place for a karev, and there you have more than one karev. Why didn't Chazal do that? Emet Teres Yaakov, because it would be very hard to be Mekayim Mashtar. If you always have to Mekayim Dafka three signatures in a row, it makes it much harder. Here you have nine signatures, you take any three and be Mekayim them, it's much easier. But if you have to Mekayim three in a row, that's much harder. Therefore, they said you can't have 101 Karev, because you might have two psulim, and they didn't make an Eitzah to allow that, because that will make it too hard to Kiyum. Zokta Maravaiter, Kiyosa, Likamed Ravambi, Amalei, Tseva Hashlam Olov, Eved Menashok. When the story came free of Ami, to get Mekusha, that was extra, that one of the Edim were missing less than the knots. So what happened was, he said, go bring a Eved Menashok. So who do you pass? Like Benanis. And that's what we're trying to say. The Reb Ami paskind like Benanis. That's what this Perek ends. Perek Azarek. Hadur Allah. Perek Azarek. Beli Neda. Zok the new Perek. Perek HaMegarish. Ishtar. The last Perek in Masechtas Gittin. HaMegarish is Ishtar. Someone gives a get to his wife. Va'omala. And he says, B'shashman gives a get. Hare at Mataris Chol Adam. El Laplaini. Now you don't have to say Hare at Mataris Chol Adam when you give a get. All you have to say is Hagitech. I've looked at the Mishnah before in Perek Azarek. You have to say Hagitech. But here, he made a tanai in the get when he gave it. He says like this, you are mutter now to everyone, besides, I don't want you marrying Reuven. I don't want you marrying Reuven. So what's the halacha? Is that a good get or not? Lamaisa, it's a good get, because it's a get for everyone. But I said, not Reuven. Rabbi Eliezer Mati, Rabbi says, it's a good get, even though you left out Reuven. It means, klape Reuven, you're still married to me. In regards to Reuven, you're still married to me, and you get us to Reuven. So Rabbi Eliezer still says, it's a good get. Chacham say, no, it's also because you didn't completely give the get. Kate said, yes, if you come, what do you do? You tell him, and I take it back from her. And say, you mutter for everyone. That's the only way. What's one of them chash with that? It's, when you say that now, you didn't make a psul in the get. You just made a psul in the nesina. So you take it back, give it again, it'll be good. But, kosvu b'saychai, if you wrote in the get, harei amataris chodom chod supplini, then, af b'shechaz ha-machai psul. Then even if you afterwards erase it, it's possible, because I already wrote the ksivas ha-get b'psul. I didn't write a sefer krisis. It wasn't a good get. Therefore, won't help erasing it, because you have to redo the entire get. So that is our Mishnah. The ikkar part of our Mishnah is the Mechalek of Eliezer and the Chum. Eliezer says it's mutter, and Chum says oisrim, and the Gemara is going to discuss what exactly is the case and what are the reasons for Rav Eliezer and the Chum. First, the Gemara is going to declare, what does it mean? Hareyat mitaris lechaodam ella lepleini. What's taich ella lepleini? In boyelahu, hay ella chutzu is pshat like this. I'm saying you are mutter lechaodam besides for Reuven, a chutz. Oy amenasu. Or it's a tenai. What's the difference between tenai and chutz? Chutz means I'm being divorcing you, besides for the Reuven, klap Reuven, you're married to me. That's what chutz means. Almanas means like this. I'm giving you a full get, but I'm a tenai with you. Just like I can make a tenai, you should give someone $200. Make a tenai, you can't marry Reuven. So it's a tenai. So what does Ella mean? A chutz or a tenai? Zog the Gemara inside. Chutz, oyamanasu. Chutzu, v'chutzu, the pligar abar ala drav liyazer, doshayel abaget. If the Mishnah went chutz, that's where Chum argued. They say, you know what? That it's a shear in the get. Avbamanas, moidule, he's moida. Mida have a call tonight, it's a regular tonight. Only argues by chutz because there it's a shear in the get, but Mashenka the tonight is a tonight. Oidilma, amanasu, uvamanasu, the plea of Lazar Brown, that's what Machlaikas is. And again, we'll see the beer Machlaikas on the base and what's the beer Machlaikas. Avbachutz, moida, the shire of a get. But by chutz, maybe everyone is moida because there's a shear in the get. So Gemara is not sure if the Mishnah went chutz or amanas. As aside, Tosis points out that even by amanas, if you say amanas, you shouldn't al shloi tenasi leploini and shloi tivali leploini, then maybe it is a shear. But Tosis says I'm explaining. Tosis says here the case is saying amanas you don't marry Reuven, but znus would be mutter. So then it's clear, more clear that it's a real get because if someone is married, Esh is married, it's also znus. Here he's saying the only thing, don't marry someone. That's Tosis Lord. Tosis the Ras Hamagarish. Luchayr ha'yinira the dafka ba amanas to nasi moided lo have a shear. Why? Mishun the hutra es lebeznos. Avo amanas lo tivaliv lo tenasi, which means you also beznos and benesuin have a shear k'may chutz. That's what Tosis holds. Because Shainim, of course, about this, and here Tosis brings a raya from that pei gimel, and Mietz Shem on that pei gimel will speak out the raya. But upon him, that's what Tosis says that if it will be such a strong amanas that you can't do anything, so then avada. Everyone would agree, maybe there that everyone agree that's like a chutz. That's like a chutz. So I think more about Amar Avinu. So now what's our shaila? Back to our Mishnah. Our shaila was what's Ella mean? Chutz or Amanas? And it makes a big difference. What Machlekes is? So Gemara is bringing a raya that Ella is chutz. Amar Avinu Tashima says it says by Negoim a Mishnah Negoim like this. Kol Abatim and Tam Negoim all Batim. Have the tumah called a nega of batim. It's possible to have a nega and a bayis in a house. Elo shel rechavim. Besides rechavim. Now, what's elamim? If elamim is amanas, iram mishlam chutzu shapi. That's good. It means all houses get have a din tumas to go. Besides for a goy's house, so then it's good. Eliyam with amanasu means a tanai amanas lematam about the rechavim. Who the matam about the shol? What are you telling me? Tell me this. All batim get tumas for goyim. Amanas that the goy's house doesn't become tumah. So you tell me. But if the guy's house becomes tummy, your house not tummy, that makes no sense. And more, but it doesn't even come have it, didn't tumas the guy. Why? By time to the brisa. Nesati nega teras base eretz achuzaschem. Eretz achuzaschem means your land, and that's where there's a nega, only in your land, not by the guy. Eretz achuzaschem the gum, but the chavim tummy the gum. El shmarino, chutzu shmarino. You see from here, that the word Elo means chutz. And therefore, our Mishnah is saying, Hamagarish Ister of Amaloi Haram Tesachal, that means chutz. Elo plainly means chutz ben plainly. Rebbe Lezer Matacham Oisrin, and we come out the fear of Mishnah by Amanas, the Chom we mask him that it's mutter. That's what come out. What? By chutz. We'll see in the Gemara. We'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara is explained. What? Chutz? It means like this, that the all Yiddish houses become Tamei Negoyim, besides the Goyish houses don't become Tamei Negoyim. Like the Gemara brought right from Eretz Achuzaskam. So the Gemara, Mastisim.
How can you mean one place one thing, the other place something else?
That's a good kasha, but usually we try to make mishnayos the same. Say because one's in Gittin, one's in Tyrus, one's in Noshim, one's in Tyrus. Okay, it's a good kasha, but Lachar usually try to make Rabbeinu HaKosh wrote mishnayos, try to keep it consistent. And if Ella means something here, so it means something there. Why should it be something different? When we have a question, wouldn't you want it to be like the same? Why do you want to make it different?
You know that the word kik, we look at kashim to be five different things.
Exactly. Perfect, a beautiful aura. But Lamaisa, if it works out, then you do make it the same. Yeah, because it couldn't work out, like Rashi Rosh Hashanah says, Daf Gimel. Zot Gemara, Mastisim, Deloika Haitana. Our Mishnah is not like the following Tana. Because our Mishnah says, Machoikis is by Chutz. The Tanya, what does the Bryce say? Omra Beyesberhudo. Everyone agrees. When you say Chutz, it's a Shir and the guest, not Magarashas. Amanachgu. According to this braisa, what is the machlokes? Dafka by amanas. Someone gives a get and says, I'm making a tonight. You can't marry Reuven. Shirav Eliezer, on top of pay base on base. Shirav Eliezer, matir lechol adam. Rav Eliezer is matir for everyone. Chutz Moisesh, besides for that ish. He holds that it's a good get, but there's a tonight. Rechom Moisim Chom, all this no good. What's the Biyah machlokes? My time with Rav Eliezer. Midava called tonight the Amma. Because it's a regular tonight. What's wrong? Every tonight works. Rabbonon. Call tonight the Alma loy shayer lebeget. Hacha shayer lebeget. Don't compare it to different tonight. A different tonight, I'm completely cutting, or I'm completely making you free to everyone in the world. You're not attached to me at all. You have to give me some money. But in Ishus, there's no attachment. Mashiach in here, we're still saying in Ishus, you also the Reuven, so this tonight is worse. Don't bring me right for every tonight. So that's the Bia Machlekes, if the Machlekes is by tonight. We still have to explain, if you hold like our Mishnah, Machlekes is by Chutz, you have to explain. But right now, I'll explain the Machlekes if it's by tonight. What's the Machlekes? Rav Eliezer says the regular Almanas, regular tonight. The Rabbanon saying, no, this tonight is worse, because this tonight is a Shir in the get. Now, Tosfos points out that we know that when you have a tonight, Lachar, you have to wait till you're Mekayim with tonight. So here, maybe you shouldn't get remarried to anyone until you see if you don't marry Reuven. So Tosfos says, the Teretz Rav Acharon, the Shani got Messiah Zuz, the Yesh Lachos pen tafsides asher law. Vloituka lakayim tonight. Maybe she's not going to have money to pay. Vachain gabi shaloi to vali lachashim shayomer lebainis. But here I'm asked to not loy to Nasi. There's no chash she is yeno. She knows she's not going to get married. She won't get married. It's, you don't have to wait any longer, as Titus points out. What's the Arab?
No, but in this case,
yeah.
This lady married Reuven, she got this get. According to Belozer, she married Shimon.
She's not allowed to marry Shimon, right? That's
according
what I meant? According to Blazer, she's not. After that better case. I was getting the case of Mas Reuven. She got divorced from a man, okay, and she's mutter to everyone besides for Reuven.
Okay,
now she married Shmuel, right?
Right.
Shmuel, yeah, good. Yeah.
Good.
Everything's fine.
Now
she gets divorced from Shmuel. Good question. The Gemara later on, it's great, but that's the Gemara later on. I'm going to say Taka, there, it's a good get, and it's a complete get. Knocks it off. Right, but it's a sugi later on. That's a good question. That there, we may make a new marriage, it could be the other time. Tosis Gara Kagoyin speaks it out. And Tosis to Fanar Akash, Gara speaks out. There's a Gemara later on that says, there's such a thing that's Paka Ishish Rishon, Umutaris of everyone. It's true. Okay, so Akapon, right where we're holding right now is where we stop before we go to the next recording is that the Machlekes is Balmanas, and we said the Bia Machlekes, that's beyond the Brisa. But our Mishnah is Machlekes Chutz, we still have to explain that. What's the Bia Machlekes in the, if you learn that it's by Chutz?